This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, be safe out there. Those of you know, Irma is on its way, or it's already arrived, depending on where you are. We're hitting the outer bands here where we're broadcasting today. I have a video feed running as long as we have internet. We lost it for a little while. We're back up and running. I got Not a Doc, Chris Barr here with me this hour, along with Super Don, just in case connection to the outside world in this electronic way cuts out. We'll have a continuation of the show, but you can find the video feed from my sunroom right now as I've reestablished a connection here because my studio is right under a big oak, and the concern is when the winds come, could that be? We don't know. So prepping is planning ahead and preparing and doing things that instead of going out like I would like to be right now, windsurfing and kite surfing. That's not what I want to do. I'm saying there are some people that do. not a great plan today.
No kite surfing for you?
No kite surfing. Super Don. Well, I know that's what you want to do out there in the Pacific, although the ocean is practically ice cube cold where it is, although that's the upside is you don't get hurricanes out there.
Yeah, if there was a hurricane, I don't know that I'd want to be in it. Maybe close to it just so I can see, but, you know, not quite in it, no.
Right. Well, and we talk electronics. This is an era unprecedented. As far as I know, Chris, you know, talk about the history, recorded history. I don't know if we've had a time with all kind of electronic interference like this. And one of the things that is added into the mix, in addition to 3G, 4G, and now they want to say 5G, what is the impact on human cells and cell health? We've seen evidence through thermography of heating up of tissue when you hold a cell phone close to your head. So I don't think people dispute that there's any impact. There is. The question is, what do we do? And I'd say minimizing exposure is good. You're a great example of this, Chris, because you won't even put one of those things up to your head if you can avoid it, which is great. But a lot of folks have become dependent upon it. And then they put up these smart meters in your home, which if you're on the grid, then they start monitoring everything about you. But there is some Wi-Fi signaling there that is apparently disrupting human cellular metabolic health. And a lot of folks are saying there's no way to say no to the power companies. But the reality is when they proffer you a contract, which is an agreement you enter into to take power from them, they also have to be open to receiving your counteroffer, apparently. And there's an interesting article about this very issue. And it goes to the fact that you can counteroffer, and if they violate the terms of your counteroffer and don't deny it at all, you can put them individually, personally, at liability, and they're much more likely to remove that thing and allow you to go back to the old meters.
Yeah, people just really don't understand all this technology, and whether it's smart meters, Wi-Fi, cell phones. You know, the U.S. Department of the Navy and the U.S. Department of Agriculture did extensive tests in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So, no, they didn't have cell phones then, but the technology that drives cell phones and smart meters and Wi-Fi, yes, that the root of that has been checked, and it wasn't good. The effects on vegetation, the effects on animals, and, yes, humans. They know there are problems, and that's why we don't have modern studies with cell phones. They fall back and say, well, you know, there's no cell phone study that shows this. That's because they already know what the result would be, so they're not going to do that study because they have the studies from the Navy and the Department of Agriculture from the 50s, right. 60s, and 70s.
Well, you know, the energetic side, to respond to the energetic side, again, there are homeopathic remedies that do impact the tissue and help to heal them. And that's what I worked with Dr. King many years ago to develop the EMF detox we've talked about over the years. But better yet, you know, limit your exposure. I mean, if you have to utilize it for whatever purpose, maybe your livelihood depends on it, minimize it. You know, we, at the very least, I say, we turn off that Wi-Fi router every night. It's not on beaming us while we're trying to sleep. In fact, I'm sensitive enough that if I forget to turn it off, I'm like, this, I'm not sleeping well. I got to get up and unplug it. That doesn't happen often, but I know it's different, just distinct. But there's only so much we can do, and we recognize the world has become a bit more polluted than it was before, talking years ago, perhaps prehistory even. And we've got to counteract it. Once again, we come back to the basics, Chris, the minerals, the selenium, the things that we can do to live in this world, recognize that there are threats, but to be, let's say, minimally impacted instead of devastated the way many people are.
Well, we were talking earlier about toxicity and toxins in the food. But, you know, these waveforms are also toxic. So it's not just what we eat or breathe, mm-hmm. but what is even thrust upon us or we thrust upon ourselves.
Yeah, and Bruce Lipton did great work in terms of understanding the concept of fight or flight behavior of the cell. The cell can be in protection or defense or growth, healing, right? It couldn't seemingly be in two places at once. The cell was either defending itself or it was in that growth and healing phase. And there's a lot to be said about stress reduction, somehow getting the cells to adapt to stress, but that comes also from our belief about the world around us, right? We can go in with the next hurricane and be so frightened that our energy reserves are depleted. John Rappaport just wrote an excellent article we published at robertscoutbell.com. Check it out. That all the reporting on the hurricane to foment even more fear can deplete our life force, our vital energy, just by simply dissipating it through that fear emotion. And that's no good either. Recognize that you're an immortal being beyond this physical shell, and then walk through life recognizing what's the worst that could be happen. I could be reunited with the Creator. And that doesn't mean you have less value for life. In fact, you embrace it and you're less fearful, and then you can follow on to your mission, whatever that may be.
Yes, we expend so much energy on things that could happen. And the vast majority of all the things that could happen never happen, because only one of those eventualities can happen, not 948 of them.
Mm-hmm. So. And I'll give props to the Swiss Department of Public and what do they call it? Institution? What, instruction? Oh, public instruction. They're going with what's known as the precautionary principle. That's something our U.S. federal government has long since abandoned, you know, with GMOs, for instance. When they had no evidence of its harm, now we have evidence of its harm, they're still saying, oh, it's not a big deal, right? In a sane, rational world where you had Harvey Wiley's FDA, they would never allow something like this anywhere near a human being, particularly here in America, if it was truly operating in protecting the public as opposed to protecting the economic interest of multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state.
Yes, that's all too much of a problem. It's the old... There's several things in Scripture that talk about this. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money. Nothing wrong with money. It's the love of it. Mm-hmm. You know, on the thinking positive thoughts, you know, that's also it's a Scripture that if there be any good thing, think on these things, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is good. You know, we need to put our energies into the good. That's not to completely ignore, you know, a freight train running straight at us. You know, mm-hmm. but the predominance of our thought behavior needs to be on projecting good and then addressing bad if it comes our direction, but not, you know, focusing our energies and attentions on the bad things that could happen, but rather on the good that is about us.
Right. It's being caused rather than the effect of those who would want to diminish our ability to care for ourselves or create, dare I say that, create a life that is wonderful and that uplifts others, that is filled with so much vitamin L, that love we love, that it's just flowing from your pores and that people feel it anytime they're around you. You've been around people like that. You're like, God, what is it with that person? I just want to be around them. as opposed to being drained when you're with people who just suck the energy and the life right from you.
Yes, yes. And then again, it's a question of balance. We don't go too far one way or and ignore the other entirely. But we need to be balanced towards good more so than towards possibilities of bad.
Like Superdon, the great example, traveling cross-country toward the good. What it might be, he wasn't no. He was Lewis and Clark combined this past week.
Yeah, my buttocks have just stopped getting numb. I think it was started this morning. Yeah.
What do you did? 2,000 miles in a minivan?
34 hours, about 2,100 miles.
That ought to be a crime.
Well,
it got me here, so I'm grateful.
The crime to your butt, that's what it is. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I love the high energy talk, Chris, that you're bringing in. Also, bringing it back to ancient scriptures, how this is the information that we're talking about is not new. It's like everything old is new again. That concept of going back to what kind of food? Well, they didn't have to call it organic way back when because it just was. Granted, they say that we had much lower life expectancy in the past, although there's historical precedent to say that's not always been the case. But the idea that in the early part of the 20th century we only lived to our 40s is not necessarily true. It was due to the infant mortality issue more than anything else that skewed the statistics downward, eliminate that, and then suddenly we were living into our 60s and 70s, maybe later. But if you survived those years, you tended to be able to live into your 80s and 90s. Like even Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the German homeopath who was a physician before he discovered the homeopathy, lived very much into his old age and didn't necessarily die of a disease the way we expected decay and degenerate.
Well, it's not just a matter of not necessarily true. It's not true at all. Well, when you actually factor out the infant mortality from children dying before the age of one, and even before the age of five in a preponderant amount, when you figure those who survived until the age of five, the lifespan of those people is not at all significantly different or even barely different from people today. People back then had a healthier lifestyle. They did live as long or longer. You know, I laugh at people that tell me, well, my grandfather lived to be 102 and he smoked and drank his whole life. And I tell him, I said, well, guess what? You're not going to, because he started his 102 years in a much healthier community so his body could take that abuse. You started yours in a very unhealthy starting point, so your body's not going to hold up to that abuse like his did.
Right, which is exactly why you've got to do everything within your power to make that transformation possible. And it is, because it is your birthright here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and elsewhere. We'll be back with Chris Barr and talk cannabis after the break.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world as Irma rocks your world if you're in Southwest Florida in particular, but the whole state, if you're listening or watching live on YouTube as well. We are live through GCN, our broadcast syndicator, and around the country on radio stations, great affiliates all over the country, as well as eventually on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud, which you can find at robertscottbell.com. Today being joined, co-hosted by not only Super Don, who's always with me whenever he's not in, his butt's not in a minivan driving 2,000 miles cross country. It's not a doc, Chris Barr. And, he's got a great, group on Facebook. Those that want to discuss and learn about whole food nutrition, real whole food nutrition, supplementation that's not synthetic and toxic in any way, shape, or form. Chris, what's the name of your group again?
It's not a nurse and not a doc. Cause we've got, Angie who's been an RN since 81, but she doesn't, play medicine anymore.
Yeah,
so she's
very
now,
nice.
So she's now not a nurse, even though she is a nurse.
And we love Angie because, as Super Don says, it's so much easier to book not a doc for the radio show than it used to be when we didn't have an Angie making sure you're on our schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she cracks the whip on me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we talked CBD a bit earlier. There's an interesting article about cannabis and teen use, right? I was never one to utilize it because I bought into the lies about this plant being the devil's weed. And I just wasn't one inclined. You know, for me, it wasn't intriguing to let me see what kind of drug I can do and what happens. You know, we had in the South where I grew up, although I was a supplanted northerner, right, and then grew up in the South, alcohol, beer was our drug of choice, so to speak. On the weekends, we would drink beer. But the idea of cannabis wasn't so. I didn't like the idea of smoking anything because I didn't think putting things in the lungs like that would be very good, although we're finding out some of the evidence that because of the cannabis plant, its unique properties, that it's not harming you like the tobacco cigarettes, which are hardly tobacco anymore. That's another story as well. But the fear or the prediction by the anti-cannabis people, the one that call it marijuana because it was a word that frightened people, they're probably shocked to learn that the teen cannabis use has fallen to a 20-year low, defying all of their predictions that, oh, if you make it legal, all the kids are going to be doing it.
Well, kids are doing things because it's not legal. So when it becomes legal, the desire to rebel, which it's no longer rebelling because now it's okay, so let me find something else to do that I'm not supposed to do.
Do these people always forget what it's like to be a teenager for the most part? I mean, if you're prohibited from doing it, aren't you more inclined as a teenager to go, well, dude, there must be something to it. I want to do it, right? And then suddenly you go, it's okay. It's like you hear about the parents that raise their kids in a, you know, very open. They're open. They talk to their kids. They discuss these things. And even if they use alcohol, I mean, in religious practice growing up Jewish, we had wine, right? And it wasn't a big deal. So I didn't feel like I had to go out and do these things behind my parents' back. We were very open in talking about it. But the idea is, it's like it's as old as there's been teenagers to think that, yeah, if you prohibit something, they're more likely to do it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a part of it, but I think a bigger part is just they're just coming up with anything that they can to keep the competition away. it has more to do with that than anything else, but yeah, there certainly is a part they forget what it is to be a teenager.
Sure. Well, and I will acknowledge that when we're finding our way on this planet, why are we here? Who are we? I mean, the big issues of existence, right? Many people will turn to mind-altering substances in a search for what is my place in the universe. I get that. I didn't have so much of that inclination, and at a certain point when I really figured this thing out, I even lost a taste for alcohol. I don't drink alcohol anymore. And it's okay if you do it, so I'm not judging people about it, but I'm just saying I didn't feel the need for it anymore. So I think part of our desire to reach for mind alteration in maybe what some would term an illicit or destructive way is because we're kind of lost in trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I was never one that got caught up in that because I always liked to have my senses about me. And, so it just didn't make sense to me why I wanted to do something that's going to impair my senses. To this day, I still don't understand that, although maybe your life is so awful and terrible and you're not taking proactive steps to change it that maybe that is a choice that people do make. Well, my life's terrible, so I'd rather not feel anything. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't raised with that, and I didn't have that, and I still don't. So I don't have
that. And even if you don't define it as terrible, however that word is being used, if you simply feel disconnected, people are looking for a way to reconnect. Of course, we know there are other ways to do it. And we like to bring that joy, that laughter, that love out as much as we can here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and in our life off the air as well. Chris Barr is with me. Super Don there as well. We've got vaccine discussion. Uh-oh. It's going to get controversial, only for the pro-vaccine people. But we'll get to that after the break with Chris Barr.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherapuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Scott Belcher.
Those of you watching through the YouTube feed, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, you can find it at robertscottbell.com as well as all the archives and things. I'm wearing a T-shirt thanks to Not a Doc Chris Barr and his lovely wife Angie. Says Not a Doc is in, and he is here. Love the T-shirt. Once again, Chris, thanks for sending that. You heard my appeal. I have to be wearing something different every time I do a radio broadcast on video because I'm not used to that. So now it's like, oh, my gosh, if you wear the same thing twice, I'll never get invited to the Academy Awards.
Well, actually, Angie was on that before you made that appeal. She already had that planned and ordered And when you said that, she said, see, I told you.
That's it. She's on the ball before we know there's a ball. I love that. So, listen, you and I have talked together about many things. And is it true our anniversary is coming up? I heard Angie mention that. Is that possible?
End of the month, 13 years. Yep.
Yeah. And the story, for those of you new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or if you're new to Chris and didn't know about him, he was riding down the road one day. It was one of my Sunday broadcasts when I used to be once a week. And he heard me talking to Professor Peter Duisberg about the fallacy of HIV and all of that stuff. And Chris had known about this for a lot of years and been writing about it. And he threw out some gauntlet challenges at us and at me, because one of the taglines was, willing to go where the truth takes me, right, that kind of thing. And you're used to people not really going there because they just say stuff. And I think we found out that we had kindred spirit about each of us.
Yes, I was stunned, to hear somebody talking to Peter Duisberg at all, since there's a big blacklisting or boycotting of him professionally. And yet, I actually knew the truth about the so-called HIV before they found it. I actually predicted, look, they're going to find a virus they're going to blame this on, and it won't be the truth. I had already cited the problem with AIDS is drugs, and not just illicit or over-the-counter, but any toxins, that you're wearing down the immune system. I had put that forth back in 81, 82 when they were first talking about this scourge. And so to hear it on the radio, I was like, oh, my word, I can't believe this is on the public airwaves. And then to find out that, yes, you really were willing to go where the truth takes you.
Yeah, it was, again, it was one of those fateful moments where you never know what you're going to hear on the radio. And then Chris calls in and was like, who is this guy? He sounds really cool, right? And then we've been, become friends ever since, and just love the serendipitous nature of nature itself when we can get out of the way and allow these wonderful things to happen. Now, vaccines, of course, you've had how many kids? No vaccines. I've got two no vaccines. And unfortunately, I was vaccinated as a child, and my wife was over-vaccinated, if you can say that. One is over-vaccinated, in my opinion, but because she was a civilian military brat. We recognize that we can raise kids and have strong immune systems and even experience some of these so-called childhood diseases or childhood rites of passage, and it strengthens us. It trains our immune system. But yet so many are so dependent upon artificial external injections for our very lives, we've been duped big time on this issue.
Yes, well, that was actually the number two step of my journey. Number one was home birth, which opened my eyes, and then vaccination, and very shortly thereafter came nutrition. So vaccination was step two in my journey to real health. So going all the way back to the 1970s. Eight children, not vaccinating any of them. Somehow, amazingly, they all survived with little or no illness. Go figure.
Yeah, amazing that. And the thing is, these childhood rites of passage, I call them, are actually good for the kids. And that's a discussion that's not even be allowed to happen, right? It's like, it's one thing to say, yes, we'd like to prevent disease, right? It's another to say, you know what, those things that you're trying to prevent from happening are actually causing them to become weaker, more likely to develop chronic disease, autoimmune disease, and cancer.
Well, there was finally a study in the spring of this year, the first time ever that a mainstream medical publication had gotten enough unvaccinated to compare to vaccinated. And the study was so profound, showing that the unvaccinated were so far ahead total health-wise from the vaccinated, that the vaccinated were much sicker, much poorer health, that the study was pulled within 10 days. And if you weren't like me or one of the few of us who actually grabbed that thing and put it into a file, you can't even get it anymore because it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. If they ever conducted another one, they know the outcome, just like you had said about the cell phones. They already know the outcome of a study showing the damage it does to cells. But they don't want to conduct it because they're invested so heavily in the paradigm that everybody is deficient in a vaccine until we can give it to you, and there's no limit to the amount that we could, and you'd be better for it. Of course, it's absolute nonsense. Now, there's a lot that has been written and identified in terms of the harms, the damage, the adverse event reporting system, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the court, the billions that have been paid out. There's an article here about retroviruses in vaccines. Now, I'm not arguing that may not be true, that there aren't viral materials and even retroviral proteins that could activate in these vaccines because they're a contaminated mess. But the reality is, rather than focus upon that reality and that negative, what can we do to reverse it? What can we do to protect people, protect these kids? And, Chris, you might have some ideas there.
Well, we have to boost the what's supposed to be there. That's actually what's been the basis of my work since the 70s is how are we supposed to how are we designed to operate? How have we gotten away from that? How do we get back to that? So we have to get our bodies back to operating the way that they're supposed to and work toward that to offset whatever damage that we have done, whether it's vaccination or toxins in the food or in the pesticides, et cetera. So refortify, and number one is selenium. You know, selenium boosts the immune system. It also does a lot of other things besides boosting the immune system, but there's nothing that boosts the immune system more or better than selenium, which is also one of the number one detoxifying nutrients of all nutrients. So it's a multifaceted, nourish, detoxify, and build the immune system.
Well, and also, would we agree that viruses aren't necessarily the cause of disease, even though they've been focusing that way for a long time? And even the retrovirus, you know, virologists looking at these things as causation as opposed to, hey, you know, why would there be these viral proteins spewing from our own cells, right? We don't even have to catch them. And I always look at the peer-reviewed literature and find out with every viral disease, if they're honest and they do a study, they find out their selenium deficiency. And then they, when they refortify the body or the soils where the areas of viral outbreak like Ebola happen, they find that the viral outbreak goes away. Could it be that the virus isn't the cause but the result of a lack of selenium causing cellular dysregulation, dysfunction, or survival adaptation mechanisms?
Yes, absolutely. And as you noted, in the medical literature, this isn't some hippie publication somewhere, that Ebola does not kill except in an individual who has a very compromised low selenium content. You know, so, and there are, you know, the same thing with the Zika virus. And the fact of the matter is a virus is not something to be feared at all. What you should be fearful about is not having the nourishment that you need, and then you don't have to be fearful. Just do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. So, folks, again, this is an information or bits of information that you won't get anywhere else on radio that I'm aware of. There's a lot of alternative viewpoints coming in through talk radio. I like it for that, the free exchange of ideas, but very often they're limited in their knowledge, much less their ability to go where we go, especially when we get our buddy Chris Barnadoc on with us. Now, on the vaccine issue, let's go a step further because there's an article here, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says, you now need a third dose of mumps vaccine. It could possibly be the difference maker so that these outbreaks don't occur. Of course, the you know, in the mainstream media, and this is a PBS.org article, there is no mention anywhere that I could see in there, and Super Don, correct me if I missed it, that they talk about the fact that the MMR vaccine by Merck, measles, mumps, rubella, they actually is a lawsuit, an active lawsuit by whistleblowers going after Merck because they spiked the tests to prove efficacy, that there was any antibody production of mumps with rabbit's blood that contained the mumps antibodies because they couldn't get it to happen in a human.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for the entire history of vaccination. It's been filled with fraud and child abuse if people would just bother to look.
Yeah, and of course, so the answer is, hey, take a third dose. Hey, why not take a fourth dose? Hey, why not make it a daily ritual? Before you get out of bed, just inject yourself with the mumps vaccine. I mean, at what point does it become ridiculous?
Well, these executives know the truth. There's a man named Jock Doubleday. I think he started with 25,000. He upped it to 50,000. The last I heard, I think he was up to $75,000. He offered for any executive of any vaccine producer that says, oh, these are all safe. It doesn't matter how many of them you have and how many times you combine them. So he said, I'm going to mix up a cocktail containing all of the vaccines in the schedule for children. And I'll pay, and like I said, it's up to $75,000 now, to any executive who will drink that mix. No one's taking him up on it.
I wonder why.
Yeah, there's a free $50,000, $75,000, and it wouldn't even take like a half a cup to drink of this. You know, you have to put a little more in it, just water, just to give some more substance to it. And they're not biting. So they know better, even though they're the talking point is, oh, it's completely safe. There's no danger at all.
Folks, there's so much more to learn that, you know, again, we couldn't be on here 24/7 and release all the info that we have and that Chris Barr has learned and wants to teach out there. So take it in the little bites you can and digest it as you can and then put it to the test. Like we talk about selenium and silica and chromium or the silicon challenge, people still ask about that. And, you know, you find out it really does what we talk about, what it does, because, well, not because it was, we came up with the idea, we recognize what the deficiency, what happens, what manifests. That's so, sort of what you call pathology, right? The study of disease. It's like, unfortunately, as much as, time as they spend in modern medicine to become doctors, they seemingly don't go out of pathology and they go disease, disease, disease. Here, let's suppress whatever this is manifesting, but never go to the cause of what brought it on. And, you know, even the manifestation of what they call a disease, a childhood eruptive disease like chickenpox or measles, that isn't the disease itself. It's the body's response to these things as the body is strengthened via the interaction, as long as you have adequate quantities for your body of the minerals, the vitamins necessary for full metabolic functioning. And again, that means there is no drug deficiency disease. There is no vaccine deficiency disease.
Well, people will be able to understand the question of balance. You know, I had someone just this past week that said, I used to get boils all the time, and now that I'm taking chromium and selenium and silica, they're taking whole food nutrients now for several years. And they said, and they wanted to know, well, is it this? They wanted to pick one out of the bunch. Said, well, is this the reason? Because my daughter has the same problem that I had, and they want to know which magic bullet to use. And I just had to laugh. Well, it's actually a combination of all of the above, not one of them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, great moments in science / moment of duck coming up to wrap up the show. We are before Irma hits, at least here where the studio is, and we'll continue on as long as we can here. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
When I hear Lynyrd Skynyrd, I can't sit still. Those of you watching on video can see how poorly I dance. But, hey, at least I'm moving, and movement is life. So keep moving, folks. Ooh, we're getting a wind gust now. There goes some of my sun hemp. I'm giving you a up-to-date. One of the stalks of sun hemp just got blown over by the wind. So this is what we can expect even in the outer bands of Irma. I want to thank Chris Barr, Not a Doc, for joining me on the show and helping us carry forward even when I was knocked off the air temporarily. And, of course, Super Don and Ben on the board doing a great job as well. Anything else we leave any stones unturned here, Super Don, before we wrap it up?
I'm sorry. What did you say? I was distracted. You know, that sun hemp just flew by my window.
Did it really? It's like Toto. You're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah,
well, no problem. I was just checking if there's anything else we need to relate to the crowd listening live.
No. It's just, in regards to Irma, the track of the hurricane has appeared to have shifted to the west, which they've been talking about for a while now, that they thought it might happen. So you're still going to be seeing Key West, Naples, Marco Island, that area is just about ready to get hit with the full force of things here probably. Mm-hmm. Oh, between now and about an hour from now. But fortunately, it's, for the people on the eastern coast of Florida, they're not going to get hit as hard as they thought they might have been.
I just got an update from Dr. Marlene Siegel, my good friend. She'll be speaking with me, but she's terrific, and she's got a nice place. It's pretty safe where she's at, but closer to where it's coming. She says around her there are a lot of people out of power. She's in Pasco County, north of Tampa. But they're still up. Rain bands so far. That's about it. She's watching the show. Well, we love you, Marlene. You stay safe and your daughter Alyssa and everybody around. And she was so kind to say, hey, you can come here. And I said, you know what? It's drifting west toward you. I think we'll stay here, but you're welcome to come visit here. So, funny enough. Anyway, hey, Chris, guess what? Great moments in science. We love science here, but who paid for this? They determined that living near parks and green spaces help kids with asthma. Help kids with asthma.
Okay, more oxygen production.
Yeah, can you imagine being around plants? Oh, my gosh, let's pump some more CO2 so the plants grow and give us more oxygen. Stop with your fear of CO2. Also, they said eating raw onions is another good thing. I'm thinking it's a sulfur-rich food. That's one of the benefits that you can derive from raw onions, perhaps.
Yes, absolutely. Not to mention if you make a compress of onions, put it on the chest, that'll help even more so. It gets this, more of the sulfur directly through the skin. Yeah, onions are great for asthma. I mean, glad to see science catching up.
I know. I love it when you do this. Great moments in science. Who paid for this? We've been doing this for years, right? Maybe even generations. You go back, listen to the great-grandma and great-grandpa, the things they did. And, of course, a lot of the herbal knowledge that was lost to modern medicine purposefully because it threatened their economic stranglehold or medical monopoly. Evidently, it's coming back. People are much more open. Unfortunately, they're still trying to synthesize these things in a way that's not natural and then ban you from using the real nature plant.
Yeah, well, it's more of the same. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You know,
yeah.
Echinacea was the number one go-to for colds and flus up until the sulfur drugs, the miracle drugs, were created. And then it wasn't because they worked better. It's because there was more money in them. So they just switched for money, not for greater effectiveness.
Yeah, that's so right. Now, folks, there are links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can say thanks to those folks. If you want to learn more about how to get, for instance, the 100% whole food nutrition, we talk about our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com carries the selenium, chromium, silica, and things like that. We have some direct links that you can get deals on things like the CBD oil plus CBDoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. But keep checking back and tell your friends about where they can listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show live or after the fact, including UK Health Radio. GCN has the archives immediately up, and we have it also on SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. So, Chris, again, I'm getting ready. We got a few minute or so or less where I got to sign off and hunker down further. But I so much appreciate you being with me this afternoon.
Well, Not a Doc is in the house for that rest of that minute there, and glad to be here. And thank you for having me to help out in eventuality and even while you're there.
Yeah, man. And Super Don, I don't know what you want to do tomorrow. If we're out of power, we might have to delay advanced medicine by a day or two. But stay tuned. Super Don will let you know. Follow him at It's Super Don. At It's Super Don. I'm at RS Bell Media. And you can find Chris Barr and Not a Doc, Not a Nurse on Facebook. Thank you all for being here. Stay safe. Be the ball, as they say. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Yeah. And also remember this. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.